The script is the same virtually every time. Game one of the season, there's some good, there's some bad. Quite honestly, there's some ugly.
The good, the bad, the ugly. Either way, I gotta face what's in front of me.
Let's go in order there. The good. Beaver scored first. Eric Martin making a beeline to the net. Ethan Somoza found him.
Bouncing off the wall, Somoza chips to center ice to Armour. Armour carries it across the red line, dumps the puck in. Beavers will change. The in shots are 2-0. Beaver steals center, cuts out front. Eric Martin scores! Stolen puck! Martin goes right to the front of the net, gets the pass. Beavers up 1-0.
Well, Stastall got caught out of the crease a little bit, and the Beavers make him pay. Great pass by Somoza. And Martin just puts it in the empty net.
Nifty play there by Smolik. He saves it from going out into the neutral zone. Walks in top of the left circle. 5-hole, and the Beavers score.
They'll throw it towards the net. And Will Smolik, if that didn't get deflected by a Beaver, that's going to be his first goal as a Beaver.
The bad? There was some of that too. Too many turnovers. Too many missed assignments. Those to be expected in game one. There was a little bit of ugly too. Power play didn't look great. Then again, neither did the penalty kill.
Ardelli steals. Bulldogs steal it right back. Picked up now by Roth with a shot. Kicked out of there by Carr. Rebound right up the slot. Noah Cates buries it. It's 2-1 Bulldogs with 6 seconds left in the major penalty.
Well, we were then able to clear, and good passing and a great save by Carr. Unfortunately, the rebound went right to Cates.
Down below the goal, has his pocket picked. Connor Kelly tosses one ahead to center ice. Olsen out of the stick now, Biondi. Biondi with a shot. Save is made by Carr. Rebound to the circle. Olsen taps it into an empty net. Bulldogs lead 3-2, their second rebound goal of the night.
Fortuitous bounce, but Carr makes the initial save and then the rebound.
For game two, you hope to get a little more of the good, a little less of the bad, and quite honestly, none of the ugly. Is that realistic? Probably not. But that is the goal for tonight for the Green and White.
I think they worked harder than us, and I thought they their intensity level was higher. And I usually don't say that. There's not too many times that the coach of the Beavers says they got outworked. And I thought they had great push for 60 minutes. The second period, we shot ourselves in the foot.
And by the way, I did leave out something in the good category. Good to see fans back in the stands. Those of you at the Sanford Center last night, maybe didn't even care about the final outcome. For the first time in a year and a half, you got to watch the green and white with your very own eyes. Game two of this non-conference home-and-home series, Beavers at the Bulldogs, next on the Beaver Radio Network.
The good, the bad.